So you guys know how, like, I've been trying to start this cult, right? It's been a while.
We've done this.
No. But see, 32
to beam up, we're already dead.
No. I mean, tonight, Joel, this is the convergence. Tonight is the
red shirt bites the dust.
Gumpla Gates?
Dude, it's what?
Gumpla Gates. It's our Gumpla Heavens.
It's Gumpla Gates. It's Gumpla's Gate. You basically, like, you there are higher beings and they're going to come by on the Hala Zeon Comet. And see what I did there? Yeah. And then you hit the ride.
Zidane.
Yeah, it's the Gate of Zidane cult. The Hala Zeon Comet, and you just kind of like, you hit your ride and you go home, effectively. What I'm saying is tonight is a very special night because we're recording on the night of the convergence between Jupiter and Saturn. In the heavens, It is the winter solstice. Everything was going great. Like, everything's fine. We've got, like, all of our incantations are going really good. The incense is burning. Joel informs us right before recording that he's out of orange juice.
Yeah, dude.
And then Jupiter ran into Saturn.
Yeah, dude. You just screwed up.
Fucking ruined.
It's ruined. Everything was going so well.
There's no orange juice in my cup, boys.
Oh, God. We had everything was on track. All the spells
I
and
want a refund.
You can't get a refund. You're the one who fucked it up. Come on. Oh,
no. Didn't fuck anything up.
This happens every 10 million years. Every time there's a convergence, Joel, you're always out of orange juice.
I already packed my orange juice up. It's in a box.
Yeah, he got a box. It's orange juice, high-grade model kits, and IKEA desks.
That's it.
That's the life,
box,
man.
The size of a U-Haul truck. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's mostly orange juice, honestly.
That's like, you know, in the IKEA catalog on their website, they like show you model rooms and like tell you the price of each one. Mm-hmm. And just the model name of my room, it just says Depression. And it's just like glass of orange juice, a high grade model kit, a desk, chair.
Some assembly required.
And then you're like, you're in the, what do you call it? The model, you know, like you got IKEA and you see all the model rooms and you walk up to the orange juice and you're like, hey, it's orange juice. And you pick up the glass. It's plastic. It's always plastic. You can't even drink the orange juice. God.
Yeah, I would fucking.
What if our lives.
I'll just cry.
Become? Yeah. I mean, of course you would. Like the world is just on fire. Everything is awful. Stress is at a fucking maximum. What do we need right now?
People to wear their masks.
Yeah, okay. People wearing their masks for real. Please do that. That would really help.
We need weed.
More rum.
Yeah, I mean, weed would probably help. Rum, yes. I mean, to an extent, I would say yes. Medication, yeah. I've got a thing for that. I mean, yeah, magical spells, right? Magical spells. Please wear cats.
Dogs.
Oh, God, keep going. This is a good list.
Dog on DVD.
Cat dog.
Bow, bow,
cat dog.
Bow,
bow. Oh, God, this is why
the
we are...
demented stuff that was on 90s cartoon television.
Wasn't it weird? Dude, early 90s 2000. Cartoon television was trippy. What was Cartoon Network thinking back then?
Cartoon Network. Nickelodeon, my man.
They were on the right track.
Stimpy.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Modern Life.
I see where you're going. Yeah. That was a golden age of cartoons, I think.
Dude, fucking Doug.
Doug, yeah. Holy cow.
Dude, Hey Arnold? Shit.
Yeah, Hey Arnold was on the... Yeah. Dude, that was...
Can of soup for a head.
Eugene did have a can of soup for a head, didn't he? Yeah. Man.
Dude, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
That was one of the best Nickelodeon shows.
Favorite anime they would show on the Discovery Channel.
Jerry Springer was your favorite anime?
Yeah, dude. That's the name of the episode. Jerry Springer's my favorite anime.
Okay, weirdly.
He stole his routine from Space Ghost.
That's gonna
That's true.
Kind of did. Oh, geez. Oh, right. Space Ghost was also one of those.
He's a judge now.
I swear this. Space Ghost is a judge?
No, Springer.
Oh, my God.
I was like, wait, is he a judge now?
He finally passed the bar. I'm so impressed. Dude, good job. I knew Zorak was always a judge. You know, he was a lawyer for sure. But
Birdman became attorney general, so anything can happen.
Yeah,
right?
He was attorney at law. Yeah, that's accurate. Yep.
I miss Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
There's a reason why we're...
THF.
We are a hobby podcast, but we're listing off cartoons because today's episode has to do with managing stress. And one of the ways that you can manage stress is by watching what
yeah, milkshake.
a milkshake. No, I said a gun.
A cartoon gun.
Boys, it's gonna get real dark.
Oh boy.
Just roll the fucking music. Welcome to the Cutting Mat Podcast. We are a hobby podcast covering primarily building of plastic model kits or Playmo. We haven't done an introduction in actually a couple of episodes. I listened back and I'm like, hey, who are we? So I wanna start out with Bailey. Why don't you start by introducing yourself and then we'll kind of like go around
you
in a circle.
Spoiled it.
No,
it's Bailey.
No, but just forget I said that. And somebody gonna, just take
shit.
Come on, is Alfonso Caron, man.
You have been the entire time.
Anyway, yeah, I'm Bailey. Come out _ Zeta on Instagram. If you listen to this podcast very intently, you'll hear me clipping nubs off of tank tracks.
He is doing that. Yeah.
It's like Easter eggs, but for your ears.
Honestly, it's like ASMR. Yeah, that's real good.
And I pass the, is it bar? No, I'm not a lawyer.
No,
I pass the baton.
Yeah. Space goes past the bar. Yeah.
The virtual baton to, we were doing left, right?
Yeah, we're doing virtual electron left. Yep.
Left. Tino.
Ooh. Hello. I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman all over the internet. One of my favorite hobbies is going back and listening to our old episodes so that I can hear Bailey make things in the background.
Isn't that fun? You can hear the entire kit.
Yeah. You can hear him building a double Zeta just in the background.
That happened.
I believe it. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and pass it to my electron left now, who would be...
Oh. Who's left?
Who's... I don't know.
Who is it?
I'm going to assume it's Joel. We'll just go full circle and go to Joel.
Hey, everybody. It's me, your boy. Sweet baby boy. So I'm sorry, guys. My brain's not really working because it's got stressicles all over it.
They're just dangling all over it.
Yeah. My name's Joel. You can find me online, True Gunpla and stuff. It's kind of everywhere. It's not that big of a deal. Brandon, let him know why my brain's not working.
Joel's brain's not working because he's been dealing with some shit. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
All right.
But we're going to get to that. This is the topic. I was trying to segue in and my brain's not working. I can't fucking refuckulate words just to pop out bridges.
That? Joel's got a move
for
coming
up. For yours to walk all over, bud.
So Joel's got a move coming up. He rented out a new place to in which to live. Sorry, I think I phrased that correct.
Yeah, I do a living in there once
that
in a while.
That was proper Yoda idiom.
Yeah, much appreciated. I think the problem is whenever you move, you have to pack everything up. And whenever you pack everything up, all your IKEA tables are in boxes. And so you can't do your hobbies. You can't do your hobbies. And so for real, I swear we'll come back to this. I found a peer-reviewed paper on this exactly, Joel. This is a real thing that you're experiencing.
Shit.
Actually,
it's valid.
I want to start with that. I want to start with this because this is actually really interesting that you were experiencing this. Hi, I'm Brandon. I go by MechaGenre all over the internet. I have MechaGenre.com. Instagram is MechaGenre. And also, I'm a huge nerd. And the reason why I say that is because the topic of this episode is using hobbies to deal with stress. It's effectively cutting off your stressicles with your hobbies. And that's important because today is a stressful time to live as a human in the planet. This is not a good planet for humans. Every other planet, honestly, may be better. Who knows? I don't know.
Habitual hobby castration.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sometimes you just gotta get in there and just kind of, you know.
Well, that's what I was saying is that we're called Gunpla Gate. We're the new Heaven's Gate.
We are.
We're only castrating our hobby, our brain testicles.
Your stressicles. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Stressicles. Sorry.
Yeah. Your brain testicles. That's something else. That's the thing that you use to seed other people's ideas. No, this is different. This is just stress. It's purely stress. You don't, you know, this isn't good for, you
they
don't
are,
spray inspiration all over the
they're,
place.
They're vestigial, aren't they?
You would assume stressicles are in fact vestigial. Yes. But peer-reviewed literature search on the topic of hobby impacting stress. Bear with us, listeners, because I swear this is going to be ridiculous. You know what's fun is that most of these papers have to do with elderly people having hobbies. It's really good for elderly people, apparently, to have hobbies.
Oh, because God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, so basically, Joel, what I'm saying is you're just fucking old. You're like, you're elderly, so congratulations. You made it.
I never would have guessed that.
Weird,
there'll
huh?
be yeah. There'll be a vaccine for that. So
there will
be a vaccine for getting old.
The telomere regrowth ray.
For getting a hobby as a result.
If you cast the right spell during the convergence winter solstice, you can reverse aging, which is why Tino is 19 years younger now. Can no longer drink.
Oh shit, dude!
I hate that.
Goofed on that one.
That's not good. That means I got to pour out the rest of this juice.
But I mean, why can't you drink
juice? I can literally feel the air quotes right in my face.
They're in your face. You know what else is fun? When you do that search in PubMed and in Google Scholar for peer-reviewed literature linking hobbies with stress, you also get leisure activities during the Great Depression. Hey, guess what? People had hobbies during the Great Depression, and most of them had to do with wooden hoops and sticks. And also, yeah, hoarding. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, hoarding. Hoarding was actually, they called it something different back then. They called it survival, right? But that was a different time. So interestingly, hobbies and other active leisure activities have a positive impact on people who work long hours. Some of that might be what you're experiencing, Joel.
What?
But you know what else is really cool? That. This is super specific. This next one is going to be really specific. The abstract of this paper, I didn't get a chance to read the entire paper because we just started recording, but the abstract suggested from this final paper that having active hobbies, and by active hobbies, they mean like things that can like take your attention for a long period of time. It can improve your ability to handle stress, but it has a negative impact on your ability to handle major life changes. And I have a hypothesis.
Just moving.
Yeah, such as moving. And I have a hypothesis about why that is. So if we take, and we're going to talk in the rest of this fucking episode about why it's important to have a hobby to be better at handling stress. But I have a hypothesis about why having a hobby and using that to handle stress may have a negative impact on the hobbyist's ability to handle major life changes. And I think it's because that hobbyist's life is built around having that hobby to manage their stress. And if you have a major life change, you can't do your hobby.
What?
Yeah. Wait.
Like moving,
because it
is Joel, it just you. Therapy.
Joel, level yeah.
Am I at therapy?
Hold on. Welcome to the Cutting Mat Therapy Podcast.
Hold on, Joel, level with me.
Yeah,
is it true?
Yeah,
that you took out your organs and put them in your moving boxes and put your Gunpla in your body to transport.
Yeah, dude, I've got a box. I got like a 20 by 20 by 20 box, and it just has one thing of orange juice in it.
It's got orange. One of them has orange juice.
That's what's all in the box.
Did you see the picture? The pictures that he sent had one box that just said orange juice, like scribbled in Sharpie on the side. One of them just said spleen.
I think Joel has a heart of gold. And it's a yakishiki.
It's a yakishiki.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for sure.
What?
That explains so much.
That bleeding box in the corner.
Yeah, but like, check this out. Like, this is super cool. The literature suggests that having a hobby helps you handle stressful situations.
What was the methodology for that paper?
Dude, like I said, I only read the abstract on that last one. I only read the abstract on the last one. I can come back. I can circle back around. Join our Patreon or send me an email if you want more methodology about that last paper.
I only looked at the pictures on that one, bud.
But I can nearly guarantee. honestly, yeah, reading the abstract is like just looking at the pictures. Yes,
that's right.
That's what I did for that paper. So you got to join our Patreon if you want. Let's do this. Join our Patreon if you want the full methodology and to have a discussion about. I don't even know what the alpha was. Like, I don't even know if it was 0.05 or 0.1 because I only read the methodology. Yeah.
It sounds qualitative.
I assume it was qualitative. I assume it was self-reported, but I can't, I'm not totally sure about it. But what I can say is it makes sense. Like, it makes sense to me whenever I think about it. And that is called confirmation bias. And we're going to get into that way later. But again, for now, I just want to talk about hobbies, because I think this stuff is like it's like exercise for your brain.
Yeah, dude.
It's just really healthy.
Did y'all know? Have to take standardized testing?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man,
they all did in school.
Man, listen, I grew up in Florida, so it was called FCAT. And ooh, these motherfuckers thought that eating a cheese stick would make your brain go faster. So they had 500 of us in a room eating fucking cheese sticks like hamsters, taking the standardized test. And I'm thinking, like, I got a sensible bean, so I'm like gonna be fucking powerful to do this shit. And the first motherfucking thing is like long division. I'm like, I'm straight, I'm good, I'm done. I have more cheese sticks, please. Like, what the fuck? Oh, stupid ass public education system.
They tried to placebo effect you guys into being smarter.
Bro, they were like, and then they're like, these are scientifically proven cheese sticks. People that snack do better at tests. I'm just like, who, bro? Who?
At least they read that study and not the one about omega-3s, because you might have just been like snacking on a raw tuna. Like, here you go. We got I'm sorry,
that had nothing to do with what we're talking about. I just thought about that for a second. These motherfuckers, bro.
It does have something to do with what we're talking about. It's like,
it does.
We're going to, why don't you tell us why, Joel?
No, I don't remember, because I don't have a cheese stick.
That's fine. Go get your cheese stick. I just ate one so I can explain it. Like, you do stuff in your life to handle the stress that you have from doing other stuff in your life. Yeah, there are something to your life. What?
You need a release.
Yeah, you just need a release. You need something to potentially, like, for short periods of time, distract you from the hell that we live in. The hell that is everyday life that we experience on an everyday basis. We choose to live in hell. But we can get out. Today is the convergence and the winter solstice. And if my spell succeeds... Oh, fuck. Joel ran out of orange juice. It's not going to succeed.
This is just having tea. I'm telling you, boys.
It always has been.
Okay, so I think I have a I think I have an idea of what you're saying here, and I have a anecdote to relate back to it.
We need anecdotal evidence, as every scientist says, is 100% accurate. Exactly.
Brandon doesn't have poisoning. Why does he need an antidote?
Antidotal. Oh God.
Yes. Yes. So you guys,
I'm about to have poisoning.
When you guys are doing hobbies, do you ever feel like your brain is stretching?
Yeah.
Wait, okay.
I fucking smoke a blunt and start building a model.
I think that's a stroke.
What the fuck?
No. Listen.
Y'all
to
ever
me.
Just stretch your brain real quick?
Hang on. I like that.
Go on, Tina.
I like that a lot.
So,
but I get what you mean, though.
Yeah. So when I was working in the blow mold room.
I'm sorry, what?
Hold up.
Oh, geez. All right, let me backtrack to whatever year that was. I used to work in a manufacturing plant, and my boss and I ran this one room that was like an injection molding room.
Yeah, like flashlight stuff and like,
yeah. But instead of injection molding, it would squeeze out hot plastic, and then a mold would close over it, and air would go in and blow it into a bottle.
What?
Yeah, but like, why did you have to put your mouth on the thing though?
That's a long story too. I don't want to get into that. But needless to say, somebody's hand got crushed. Anyway.
Oh God.
So. my boss was nice enough to allow me to doodle while I was working, because I was fast enough to keep up with all my stuff. And I was drawing comic pages, and I got to a part where I had to do some like landscaping. And in my brain, while I was drawing this thing, I was building the entirety of that section of land that I was drawing from different angles. Whoa. And just like swinging it around in my brain, trying to figure out like where things went and how it was supposed to look at all these different angles and stuff. And as I went, like, I put more into it and I defined it a bit more, and I brought out colors and stuff. And that was a stretchy feeling in my brain.
Awesome. Anytime you did all that on the clock, bro.
Yeah, dude, that's fantastic.
That sounds a lot like what you're going to come up with, Brandon, of like getting into a flow state.
Oh man, dude, check this out. So we talked about like, hobbies as a distraction, mm-hmm. but there is a state that the human brain gets into that allows it to perform like more efficiently without distractions. And that state is called the flow state.
Yeah. Tino, it also sounds like you reset the OSHA clock for days without an accident.
We should probably cut that out, by the way.
Days since last beautiful painting by Tino.
When you say we should cut that out, are you talking about what they said after the hand got caught? No, okay, hold up.
You signed did you sign the
No, I wasn't there for that. Anyway, let's move on. Right. So forget I said anything.
Yeah. So like you get into the flow state, but the flow state, there's more than
Tino a pseudonym.
Tino has always been
Brandon, I am very familiar with the flow state. I love the flow state.
Of course. As a cartoonist, I assume that you are.
Yes, for sure.
Visual artists, like you nerds, I'm not a visual artist, but you nerds are. I assume that you spend most of your creative time in flow states. Is that true for all of you?
Or try to.
Yeah.
The thing with that is, yeah, for the most part, I mean, it just depends on what I'm doing. Because, like, it's kind of hard sometimes because I'm doing it at work for work kind of stuff.
I see. Yep.
And then I got to like kind of like refuckulate my brain wires to be like, oh, by the way, your work is fun. Don't forget that. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, duh. I could be like making fucking graphics for, I don't know, adult binkies or some shit.
Oh my God, products.
Adult binkies.
Welcome to capitalism. I'm not. Everything is for sale.
Flow state's good. Flow states can, it, I don't know, sometimes it can be kind of dangerous.
It can be. But that's why I think hobbies are so important, because you mentioned that if you're doing something for your job, you're more likely to get distracted and it's harder for you to get into the flow state. But also if you enter the flow state in your job, you're going to miss some stuff. That's like, you need a hobby to really be able to like,
you're working on a team. You can't really do that.
Yeah. Cause you got to communicate with hobbies though. Hobbies can be totally solo. And once you're in that state, that's kind of where you perform the best, but also sort of like Tino said, where your brain stretches the most, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's, I've got like this weird theory. Like I said, I read this in an abstract of a scientific paper, which means I looked at the pictures. There are like the human mind can be in like three effectively states of stress. There's like your base state where you're just kind of performing normally, which is sort of like at rest. You know, you're not really challenging yourself. You're just doing your stuff. You're at rest. There's kind of like a challenge state. The challenge state is sort of like where you feel comfortable expanding. It's the place where you think that you can learn the best. This is a comfortable challenge. So you've got your rest state, your challenge state. And then beyond the challenge state, though, you enter this kind of like emergency state. Yeah. Once you're in like this emergency zone, you're not learning
because you're happens, but oh, you yeah. can you're going to function more or less automatically, right. And you only have a limited amount of time in that state. That's why
is that kind of like rushing and doing a paint job the night before IPMS?
Yeah, well, maybe actually that's comfortable for me. See, for me,
some people it is. It depends on the person.
Yeah. But all of these things depend on the person, you know.
You can contrast, like, let's say, a general practitioner versus an ER doctor. You know, they're doing the same. Okay, they're doing similar activities, but they have different states in which they function on a day to day, and their ideal state of arousal and stimulation is different. Yeah, for their different roles.
For a GP, the stuff that would be in the challenge state of an ER doctor would be in the emergency state, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
So like every person is different. You need to recognize when are you in a challenge state? When are you in an emergency state? And once you figure out where you are, you can take actions to either keep yourself there if you're in a challenge state. That's when you want to go into the zone.
I will say, though, that Tino's analogy really fits here, because the idea of stretching is you can stretch that muscle, so to speak. And,
hell yeah. That's what the challenge state's all about, stretching that muscle. Mm-hmm. That's what you got to do. If you're doing your hobby and you are developing skills that are useful for your job, that's fantastic. But if you're doing your hobby and you're developing skills that are useful for you in your life, separate from your job, I think, like, that might even give you a better sense of satisfaction and stress relief, because you know that you're doing it for you, and you're effectively, while you're, you know, although
again,
you're doing,
it goes back to that intrinsic motivation that we've touched on
exactly
in previous episodes, in particular. Blank, I feel that insert one number here.
Yeah, exactly.
It's,
I feel that
you don't have to live up to any other expectation except your own, yeah, and that's it. Since your own expectations can vary wildly, it's really easy.
You do want to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. You do want to set a standard.
Yeah, because it's fun, but sometimes it can be like super annoying.
Yeah,
if that makes sense. Well, it happens all the time with my shit.
You mean like, would you have high standards, Joel?
Yeah, dude, for all my shit, bro. I always have high standards. I could be a shit post and I'm going to have high standards, dude, for it.
But I can relate to that.
Fuck, dude.
Well, yeah. That's something else too, though. Like, you can have high standards for something that you know how to do, you know? Yeah. But if you're going into your hobby, going to try and do something else that you're not used to doing, you can set that standard really low and still come out on top.
That's self-efficacy. And that's the I think I mentioned this way back, but it's expectancy value. So it's what you get out of it depends on your value of
it. I kind
of
did that with toy painting. I lowered realistic goals very fucking low. Oh,
Joel, you're doing check this out. Fresh, yes.
Joel just painted a slug monster.
It's Mothra's larva. It's
the Mothra larva.
What the fuck?
I'm honestly, I've seen that movie and I'm embarrassed I didn't recognize that thing. Damn, what is wrong with my brain? Ugh.
What's wrong with you, dude?
It's solstice.
It looked pretty
active. Planets crashed together. And
When Jupiter and Saturn aligned, my brain was replaced with a near identical copy from a different dimension. And so I remember that.
That's not licensed by Toho.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It's not licensed by Toho. And
here's Slug Monster.
I have to use a legally different phrase. So you created a butterfly's larva, which is very interesting to me. And I thought when you posted that on Instagram, it's something totally different than anything else that you've got. And I thought it was fantastic. How did you feel about it?
I felt real good because it was something different, but it does share some similarities with our medium. It's also, I mean, it shouldn't matter, but when I posted that, I knew, I already said the expectation, not a lot of people are going to fuck with it because it's not Gundam stuff. So they're not used to it. But the people, it didn't do great in terms of analytics wise, but I was really more happy with people genuinely enjoying it and telling me that, having conversations about Godzilla and Zafibi and shit, more so than if it fucking blew up analytically wise on the internet. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather have those one or two conversations that I had. That shit was fun as fuck.
Real quick aside note relating to that, my uncle enjoyed it. You don't know him.
What?
I
don't know, but he sounds cool as fuck.
Yeah, no, I shared it in my story and he commented in my in the story about it and was just like, you want to eat that thing in an apple? It's super cool. I was like, you're right.
Yeah, you're correct. Sure, it's probably full of protein, but also ill.
It looked radioactive.
Yeah, it did.
Radioactive protein.
It really did look like it was glowing, though. I thought the effect that you got on there was really good.
I did that during Sunpla, which is our Patreon Discord build day, and it was me, fucking T7 triple. I think Phil was there, and a couple other people came in. I had no idea what I was doing.
That doesn't matter. Apparently, I did
parts from different miniature videos that I remembered and cobbled together a thing of if I put silver down first and then red, I can make the yellow pinks go, wow.
You can make a candy coat and then you can bastardize the candy coat. You're inventing a new flavor of paint.
So we've touched on this. We've touched on this multiple times, and it really holds true to what we always talk about is just, try something. And you don't have, like I said, it's fresh. You don't have much high stakes or value attached to it. Yeah. And that is very much at the heart of what you're talking about today, Brandon, of getting that kind of exit, getting that kind of stress relief. because you don't, it's different than when, like, okay, Joel, your example is like when you have to do it for work is like, you brought up or can get into a flow state of work. Something's going to get fucked up. You know, you're not going to be able to talk to somebody or something.
Yeah.
And that's different. That's a different arena than just doing something for the heck of it and enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know what else?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to tie it back to this Mothra larva. That thing is, it is finished and it looks fantastic. Like, my stress from work, and I know this for a fact, comes from the feeling that I am not achieving as much as I want to achieve.
Personal agreement, I've dealt with that with some students this year.
It's this performance esteem thing. If you tie your self-esteem to your performance at work, so you're going to have a bad time. So maybe try tying it to something else. You know, ideally you tie it to your self-worth as a human because, hey, guess what? All the rest of you are humans. I, of course, am not because, of, like I said, the convergence in the winter solstice, being from the other dimension. So clearly, all you humans, you all have self-worth because you're humans. Me being a different type of being. Let's go back. So
basically, you swapped out your brain for a positronic one.
I really wish. Data could destroy some miniatures, man. It would be perfectly painted. But if your problem is you don't feel like you're making achievements in some parts of your life, a hobby is a perfect place to achieve something and remind yourself of your strengths in some area. So, for example, if your job is programming, maybe you're not that good at making those electrons go where they're supposed to go. That's fine. You know, electrons are finicky. You got to corral them. You got to like put little electron sheepdogs in there to make sure that they're going in the right place. I get it. I'm not a programmer, if you couldn't tell. But if you like painting,
that's like way above the surface. That's like electrical engineering, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. Coulomb's law. You got your farads and you got your, I don't know.
Did you just call me?
Wait, did you say quaaludes?
Yeah, no.
I thought he sneezed.
Yeah.
I called you a
farad. Gesundheit.
Stools. These freaking jewels all up in this place. Every second there's more jewels. That's the problem.
We're talking carrots now?
We're talking about carrots, yeah. We're talking about that's geology actually.
Oh,
so
no, I worked with jewels. She's great.
Oh yeah, I bet. Yeah,
that's got some damn rabbits in my yard, you hear?
You're telling me that jewels is really energetic, right? She's really energetic. That's really, that's good enough.
They shit all over the place. It's fucking annoying.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about them shit. It's those fucking Gen Z kids be smoking out of jewels. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck are they going on
maybe
about?
That's what you're good at. Maybe you're good at vaping. That's your only skill. But if that's your hobby, you need to do something that you're good at every now and then.
Fucking find something else to do, dog.
No, man, that stuff puts heavy metal in your system.
Does it? Is it Slayer?
What kind of heavy metal are you talking about, bud?
Early Steppenwolf? Is Mario, it early Steppenwolf?
I hope it's Steppenwolf.
Oh, come on, Steppenwolf. Just get Led Zeppelin like directly to the bloodstream. Like, what's happening in my brain?
I think Jupiter's having an effect on us.
This is mostly Saturn, if I'm being honest.
Saturn, the fucking edible one. One of the two's having an effect.
That was mutual. That's on your side. That's not on my side.
It's like contact high and remote.
The electrons are sending it through. No, it's what I'm saying is it's the dopamine. The real trick here is you've got to feel the achievement. You got to feel the neurotransmitter.
That was
hit.
A good movie.
Well, what? Okay, hold up. That was not me. It's not just me.
Y'all listen on home. You can tell that we haven't hung out together in so fucking long. Poor Brandon's trying to steer this fucking brain.
Dude, I'm not even because here's when we record this podcast, I want to hang out with these dudes. So bad, and we can't because of the fucking virus. And I like
since goddamn trying times virus.
Trying times virus.
That's what's
But that's the thing. If you've got a pandemic, you just got to feel like you're good at something sometimes. So do a hobby that you're good at. Tito, your witness.
Segway.
Tito,
the Chinese owned company now.
I would like to call Hippo to the stand.
Did you get that thing I sent you?
Did you get that thing I sent you?
Did you get that thing I sent? Three or four of our listeners are loving this, I swear.
Yeah, for sure.
What happened to this podcast? Guys, this podcast, this used to be the thing that we were good at. Oh, God. How far we've fallen. We were the number rated hobby podcast. Spotify this year. Did you guys see the listings? We were above that podcast about basket weaving.
Yeah, dude.
Well, those we might have been
fuckers.
I'm just, you know, God, what a year, you know. This is the thing. We need hobbies more than ever. This is the real importance of having a hobby.
You know what a good hobby is?
Podcast?
Color theory.
Color theory?
Yeah.
That's a good hobby to have.
That's what a good hobby. What if your hobby
was just like being good at color theory?
That's a good hobby. That applies to so much in life.
Yeah.
I'm so just bad at color theory. Brown.
No. You don't do, you're like, you're the least artistic person in the world. You don't even fucking color at Applebee's, but your hobby is literally just color theory, but you despise art. You fucking hate it.
You hate art.
But you know, green against purple looks kind of cool sometimes.
You know that though you've never done it.
Sometimes you got to apply that knowledge while you're feng shuiing your living room, you know?
You guys know when we did our Chili's meetings, I never even drew on the napkins, you know, but I feel like I know like what, you know, what's wrong with pink and orange. Like I know that.
Have we told people about that?
Yeah. We got a whole joke about our Chili's meetings, right? That's a running joke from like the fourth episode.
Brandon used to hoard the napkins because he predicted the pandemic apocalypse.
I was also the messiest.
We're actually recording in four separate Applebee's right now. All empty except for us and our recording equipment.
Sorry, can I get another Bloomin' Onion? Where are you going? Oh, you're.
It's Outback, man.
Outback, bro.
It's Outback.
We're at Chili's, bro. You got to say like office quotes.
You went to the wrong place.
Guys, I'm in the wrong restaurant.
He's in the wrong restaurant.
Wait, wasn't it an Applebee's where Pam felt Jim in the fucking bathroom or some shit?
What? Probably. No. The Chili's. God.
Felt God in this. Oh, Chili's.
I felt God in this Chili's tonight.
See, can't even fucking get that one right.
I don't remember Archer ever going to an Applebee's. What are you guys talking about?
Archer went. No, but Archer went to that Chinese restaurant where they got.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
You, what are you talking about?
The Cutting Up Podcast, your premiere. I don't know, TV show, pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy the Bee.
5 stars, no less.
What? Yeah. Dude,
God, imagine that shit. If we did that for a fucking podcast, woo wee, what a stinker.
I don't get the same. So that thank you for that segue. This is all intentional, I swear, listeners. The reason why we brought up TV shows is because I don't feel the same sense of fulfillment from watching TV that I do from doing an active hobby, like an active, building something. I mean, recharges in a way that watching
TV is chiller these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. Like you put on a TV show while you're doing an active hobby. Exactly. You know?
I'd rather watch the old stuff too, man.
I'm the same way lately, dude. I don't want to really watch anything new. Like, I mean, we do once in a like Mando.
We hit the hits, of course. You know, everybody's on Mando, but watch some old shit after that.
I always put on like, bro, I'm like fucking not Casey Anthony. She did that bad thing. The guy does the vlogs every day. Casey said something. He did like a vlog every day.
Oh, nice that.
Yeah. He in his studio, he has like five TVs that are just looping The Godfather over and over again.
Whoa.
My version of that is just Trailer Park Boys and like fucking Cartoon Network or Adult Swim. And it's great. Yeah.
But it helps though. Like you set up the ritual. That's part. We got an episode about the ritual. About
that. This is okay. Hold on. Dude. This episode is like a great reference point for the end of the year for new people that might have not listened to older episodes. We've referenced like fucking seven episodes so far.
We have. And I think what's going to happen is as we go on, like as we go on to the third and fourth and fifth and 12th season and 44th season, because we're going to skip the rest of those, we're going to reference our previous episodes more and more. Because everything's starting to come together. Like
eventually, you know, the 700th episode is just going to be us saying numbers of episodes.
Say episode four, like episode five.
It's going to be a riff. Like we're just going to go at each other. Like 45. Yeah, 45. T is going to be like 32.
Yeah, he's six.
Remember episode 72.
Joel be fuck that seven.
So wait, it's gonna be like the anime commercial. The guy's like Garuga Mesh, but it's like 372.
Yeah, gonna be
pretty much.
And the best part is our patrons will get it. And that's why
they're the only ones who couldn't get it.
Subscribe today.
Yeah, get in on this shit at the ground level while you still fucking can. See, we covered double digits.
We covered all that stuff earlier on so that we get into the deeper stuff now. And I think that using a hobby as a relaxation tool or a recharge tool requires certain groundwork. And some of the groundwork is you have to understand flow. You have to understand the ritual that you need to establish flow. You need to understand, you know, how to set up your workbench so that you can best capitalize on your hobby time.
Somebody like, stop him before he starts talking.
I'm going to stop you real quick.
Yes,
real quick.
Good job, Joel.
Because you just said like four different things that require me to learn so many different things to even get to that point.
Oh. Yeah, but said learning.
Yeah, dude. Because like you're like, oh, set up, you know, you have this flow that helps you reduce stress. Bro, I'm going to have so much stress if I'm new and I can't figure all this shit out. Oh,
that's a great point.
Now my hobby's not fun because I'm day one. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
Yeah, you
know,
that's a really good point.
The shit's in Japanese. What the fuck?
That is a good point. Have we ever
covered your model?
Have we covered starting up, getting over the startup stress?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
We haven't. We're like 40 minutes in, so we can't really get into this one right now, boys, but this is like next week's episode. Well, can we do that starting up?
Yeah, I think we just discovered. So we just discovered something new.
Thumbtack in that.
Yeah. While having a discussion about using hobbies to reduce stress, we just found out that a hobby can actually increase stress by requiring someone to do a bunch of setup work. Wow, that's really interesting.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, real quick, to touch on that, because like there's so many people that just like during February was the start of the pandemic till now. Yeah. So many people that I've talked to that like I would have never thought they would have interest in scale models. Like none whatsoever. Yeah. I've only known these people through like, you know, band stuff or something. And then like, not all of them, but I've had a couple handful of like friends and seeing it in our groups and stuff, even too, is when fresh people get into it, they're very excited because they have this new hobby. They kind of have a dopamine rush of fucking brains recirculate and refuckulating their fucking wires all crossed over and shit. It's like when you start school and you get excited to buy supplies, you have that hit of like, ooh, new stuff. And then when they actually get into it is when like a lot of that just fucking goes away. Sometimes it turns into regret. Sometimes it turns into frustration. And then like sometimes it just leads them to something fucking else, completely different.
Dude.
And we've always catered to people on this podcast that have already started.
Yeah,
Our market's been like all, I would say like, you know, experienced or have
probably listened to us while they're building.
Oh my God.
Exactly. But monsters. Yeah, I think what we should do is we'll plan this out. And hey, guess what, people listening? This is what happens in podcast world, except for we're going to show you how. Usually this will get cut out. But I think this is a good thing for people to understand at home that are listening that like when we do this shit, it is a lot of us learning as we go and learning from each other.
Yeah. You know, part of the hobby, like the thing that is most relaxing to me is learning something new. That's where I feel like one of my strengths is learning something new, learning new things.
You're like a fucking crazy scientist.
Well, that's not technically accurate because I am crazy.
And a good scientist.
I am crazy.
But the deal is, this is your fixed mindset versus your growth mindset. Have we discussed that yet? I think we covered that somewhere. I'm just doing these throwbacks. Everybody listen.
Episode blank, insert here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Carol Dweck's growth mindset. Yeah, I just mentioned it the other day.
When you have a growth mindset, the prospect of change and learning and expanding your horizons.
You have to have it first.
Yeah,
the most people adopt a fixed mindset, which is the idea that they have a limit. They have an upper limit to what they can do or what they can learn. And once they encounter challenge or adversity of some kind, they feel that point is where they essentially, it piggybacks on the idea of learned helplessness, which is like, you can't do anything about it because you've reached that upper limit, which the growth mindset is you're talking about is the opposite. And to adopt that is to know that every opportunity is an opportunity to learn and develop and get better from.
But imagine the stress that you get from being in a fixed mindset.
Yeah.
Like this is one of the things that a hobby can help you develop a growth mindset. And that's really perhaps the best thing that you can do for your stress is to change the way that you look at challenge. The whole idea of challenge. In a hobby, a challenge is a safe thing that doesn't threaten your life because it's
your hobby. Talked about it. I think we talked about it when we talked about failure.
We did. We for sure did. Yeah. That's right. That failure episode was really. Is this a bottle episode? Are we doing a bottle episode of all of our past?
I told you, man. Wow. We're just gonna be shouting out numbers.
Is it an anime beach day episode?
Yes, it is. Oh.
Damn, we're gonna get calls saying that we're shouting out, you know, Bitcoin codes or something.
Nope. We just lost 50 patrons. Man, wow, that's awful. Jesus,
that was quick. Wowee.
It's just snap, just blink of an eye.
That market is so chaotic,
isn't it?
Okay. Well, now that you said all those brain words that you just said, Brandon, I don't really think there's a negative side to having a hobby because a lot of it can lead to negative things, but it's all about how you control it.
Yeah,
like how you handle it personally, and it kind of like doing forces heroin. You to be good.
What? Much like doing heroin, everything in life is about trade-offs
it's
and
about
risk.
Control. You know,
trade-offs and risks.
Trade-offs and risks is what everything and what I would, you know, for me personally, the risk associated with heroin is too high, but the risk associated with Gunpla or plastic models, fine.
I see what you did there.
I can deal with that. That's fine. Everybody make your own decisions. There is a time cost. There's an opportunity cost for every decision that we choose to make. And so should I choose to spend my time on building a plastic model kit instead of, for example, raising a child or feeding the hungry or, I feel like a terrible person. There we are.
No, I'd rather build a model kit, bro. I ain't doing none of that shit. Like, what?
This all comes down to, like, yes, you could technically be doing something more productive with your time than doing a hobby, but
productivity depends on perspective.
Yes,
yeah, that's well, your definition of
perspective, but productivity also depends on brain state. And if you are in a constant state of burnout or high stress, your productivity is through the floor.
That's right.
So you're going to need to do a hobby just to get your brain back into working order.
No pressure.
So, in conclusion, Your Honor, I disagree with my past self and I agree with my current self. I rest my case.
Oh, that's some character
development. Dude, we do that a lot during the podcast.
And you're still looking behind you for your future self to like fucking shoot you.
I assume he has a knife. My past self had a knife. Where did it go? Oh, God.
Have y'all noticed that real shit? That sometimes, like, I mean, a lot of times on this podcast, we'll like, because again, we're just having fucking conversations about this shit. This ain't a script. This ain't set in stone. We'll like have a, I mean, that's not vast difference, but like sometimes we'll have an opinion at the start of it. And then
Joel, you read that wrong on the paper. It is, this is not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this the quip ad or is this Casper?
No, it's the anatomy. It's the
slide 44.
So sorry.
The elbow's connected to the chest bone.
Vast deference, actually. Did you say vast difference?
Quip is now offering a Bluetooth option with rewards just for you. But no, real shit, because like we are learning on here. I usually feel like I learn the most because there's not a lot in here to fill with the brain space, oxygen levels and all that.
Your house has low oxygen levels.
Yeah, dude. Our opinions change. I think that's fucking rad. I think that's fucking cool because people are listening to literal growth in our heads, mm-hmm. through their heads, through the holes in their heads, the good ones.
I
was aiming for the bad ones.
What? Do we need to go to Quip? Sorry, again. Fuck, Quip. All right. It's a Bluetooth feature, and it gives you like a gamer score or something.
And you can link it with your website that you use your website.
Yeah.
Are they doing a BOGO deal right now?
Casper mattresses. Brush my teeth with my Casper mattress. It has the greatest surface area of any toothbrush.
I've got, do you like murder mystery MyUndies? Okay, let's go to the supply drop because we're fucking this all up. Those companies are never going to talk to us again.
Supply drop.
So like I was saying with Quip, you can get prestiged and you can brush good.
We're Quip needs to call us because, like I said, we are the only podcast that has had major dental surgery for our podcast. That makes us perfect candidates. I don't understand what is happening here.
Like I didn't get it for myself. I got it for the podcast.
Exactly. We all did. All of us had major dental
surgery. When I put my name, I put the Cutting Mat Podcast and they're like, sir. I was like, no. Leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'll leave a 5-star review for you.
3 out of 4 of the podcasters have 4 out of 5 of our normal teeth left.
Yeah. But it's old Gummy Ricky here talking to you about fucking sponsors and supply drop. First up to bat is Scale Modeler Supply. Are you looking for paints? No, I'm not going to do that. It's too much.
I am actually looking for paints. Honestly, SMS paints are some of the best paints in the business. I recommend that you check out SMS, Scale Modeler Supply.
But guess what? Guess what?
What? What?
Some of y'all that are buying stuff from USA Gun Store may not even know that you can get SMS paint at USA Gun Store. Because guess what? You're going to get a postcard with your order that's going to have some cool art on it that's advertising our podcast and Scale Modeler Supply starting later this month. And it's fucking awesome.
SMS that's from USA Gunham Store, which is my personal favorite. I mean, this is even like me trying to sell USA Gunham Store, although they are a sponsor of this podcast. They are my favorite place to order Gunpla online and model kit supplies and tools. It's just, honestly, Adam has the best selection. That's what it comes down to for me, because I like weird shit. You can ask these guys.
I'm into some
weird shit, dude. I buy some 3D printed stuff. I buy some Kotobukiya stuff. That was the part where Bailey disowned me, because I bought all this Kotobukiya stuff. And Bailey was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, we need to talk. And Bailey's like, I need to introduce you to my priest. And then I'm like, but I can't enter a church because I burst into flame. And Bailey's like, but it's the convergence. It's the winter solstice. You have to enter a church. It's the only way.
You only have a couple hours left.
All right. Brandon sped off like a Beyblade.
USA Gunham Store.
They've got a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah. And they just got a stock in of SMS paints. So if you don't know what SMS paints are, they're acrylic lacquers.
So if they got it, they got it.
Yeah, they finally got it. They're fucking great. Amazing company out in Australia. And you can get them at USA Gunham Store, and you can get 10% off with your code TRUEGUMPLA10 at checkout. And the other sponsor shows Holy Mountain Printing, which, hey, guess what? I work for the company and we're sponsoring our own podcast. So fuck off. Now we sell a lot of cool shit. And we have a hobby store as well where we sell weird, obscure model kits from Japan, Godzilla toys, action figures, collectibles, Sufibi. We got you covered at Holy Mountain Printing.
All the tasty com.
Fantastic. So much t-shirts. Vinyl. Let's go back to the t-shirts, honestly. Holy Mountain Printing.
What's your favorite one?
My favorite one by far. I've got a couple of them. I've got two of them. I've got the Gate Creeper shirt, which is a nice pink tie-dye. Love it. For sure, number one t-shirt, Robot Jocks. The live action mecha movie. So good.
All right, fucking Tino, get us back into the podcast, dog. I don't know.
How do we get back in?
You're back. I'm just pressing
the button. The button's not working. I got to open the hatch over there and cross some wires.
Over here?
Hang on. Right there.
I'm going to cross some wires.
Hold on.
What a fantastic supply drop. Thank you for sticking with us, podcast listeners. We are going to finish the podcast now.
What in the fuck?
Oh,
Brandon's replaced by a Junaker.
Been a weird day, guys. This
you sure you hit the right button?
Honestly, I'm not sure it's been calibrated properly. I do think that there is some alternate universe juice left in this old brain, but I think the real way to go is just to reiterate what we talked about today, right? Like, there's tons of stuff we talked about.
It kind of went off the rails a little bit, which is fine.
It did, but let's tighten it up.
Normal.
Let's tighten up, right up the butthole, and we can talk about like what we learned. Honestly, so for me, the biggest thing to take away here is that hobbies are an opportunity cost in your life? You know, Joel just asked right before we went to the supply
drop. Hobbies are good.
What's the trade-off? Okay. What's the trade-off? What's the downside? Well, you give up some of your time to do your hobby, but you get a lot back. Like, you are reducing your stress levels. You're improving the functionality of your brain by reducing, you know, by, you know, replacing it with a Jupiter Saturn subatomic positronic transducer.
Did you say you give up some of your time?
What?
Did you say give up time? No, I ain't doing that.
You got to trade some time. You got to. Time is the number one opportunity cost for most things.
I wouldn't see it as giving up time.
Yeah, that sounds like a person that's hard to convince to get a hobby.
I guess when I say give up time, think of it like going to the gym.
It does take time, that's for sure.
But people go to the gym, right? All those nerds in the gym. You should be a jock and build model kits with us.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Same thing, right? Like, you're just you spend an hour a week. Or,
jocks when you fucking build models.
Like, if you spend an hour a day at the gym pumping iron or
get juiced.
You wrap that leather band around you and that thing vibrates your belly or whatever, and it's supposed to, I don't know. What do people do at the gym nowadays? You go to the gym because you want to improve your body. You do your hobby and you build a model kit because you want to improve your mind.
They flex that Instagram post.
Wait, are hobby stores just gyms for nerds?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, from my experience,
they are nerds. So
Hobby Lobby would be like Planet Fitness because no one really wants to go to it.
Hobby Lobby would be like working out in a Chick-fil-A. Like, you know, the people who work out like in the middle of a Chick-fil-A, and you push ups like in line at a Chick-fil-A, that would be the Hobby Lobby, yeah. But you're effectively right, Joel. It's the same thing.
I just imagine like that 80s jazz aerobics guy just like in his sweatbands in the middle of a Chick-fil-A.
Richard Simmons doing
Richard Simmons.
Yeah. Good time. Think of hobbies like your brain jazzercise.
Yeah. I mean, it's not wasting time. It's putting effort into something that's self-improvement.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I say give up time. What I really mean is like you invest your time.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like you said, Brandon, there's an outcome. There's a tangible kind of final product.
Yeah. 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 You become a better functioning mind, you know, whether that mind be from a different dimension, you know, because of the convergence, or be from this dimension because of stress. Yeah.
You're not an alien.
Who said that?
Rachel just ate shit in the corner.
No, I didn't. It wasn't that bad. Fuck you.
Oh my God.
I just bumped into something.
She needs a exercise her hobby brain.
Guys, I did that. I did that. This new brain is fantastic. I can affect.
Yeah, you're not an alien.
From across the city.
Did y'all know that Jupiter has like 79 moons?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not until today.
Saturn has a whole shit ton too, if I remember. And Saturn's big as fuck too.
Yeah.
And it's got like, how many rings is it? 20 something?
Something like that.
Man. Yeah, man. Our solar system's awesome.
It is.
Fucking space and shit, boys.
Craziness.
It's just a good day.
Every time I hear, what is it, a show? I don't remember. I think it's a show.
Cosmos?
No. You hear like Ganymede, you hear Titans, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, even like Europa. Sure.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. That's when or Ganymede or something. It's like, did I say that one already?
I think, didn't I? The other interesting thing, on a day like this, whenever there are things happening in our galaxy, you also get a sense of where you fit into things, and the perspective is really important. We had a previous episode about perspective, and that's one thing that hobbies can also give you. Because if you think that your work is your entire life, it's not going to be healthy. You know, that's not healthy, man. Like,
you got to have something outside of it.
That's
even if like your job is like, say you're a professional scale model builder. You got to have something. While that's fun, no one's saying that's not fun, and that you can't be happy doing that.
But we also did an episode on the overjustification effect.
But if you have something else that's like a hobby, or even just something small, like playing a video game or something. Like, bro, I feel so fucking stoked. This whole month I've been playing video games, to circle all the way back to the beginning of the podcast. My brain's not working too good.
I told you we'd come back. Yeah,
my brain's not working too good because I haven't had hobbies, and Brandon used his scientific brain to tell me that, and I learned that. But I've also been replacing some modeling time with some video game time and like other things. And it hasn't been as good.
You've been glitch rocking like all the others in Night City.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I'm playing Cyberpunk. My dick's out. I'm just having a blast.
Are the police like just appearing behind you? Is that how that works? Or
falling from the sky?
Yeah, that's a whole thing.
So check this out. I don't want to like add a whole other layer to this, but I do want to leave something to think about. So whenever you watch TV, that's a passive experience. You're not actively engaged in watching TV most of the time, at least.
Just there.
You're just sort of there. You're just hanging out. You're doing a thing. You're resting your body, and maybe you're resting your mind to some extent.
Yeah.
You're not recharging quite
most
as
of the time. But when Slave One's flying by,
I'm
in the zone.
Buddy. You're exercising your body and your mind.
It's pretty much the only time.
Dude,
I nutted.
We know you did, Joel. We all watched it. It was awful.
He's not joking.
No, for real. He did. It was, guys, for real. Dude. Join our Patreon.
not specifically for that reason.
Join our OnlyFans, and that's what you need.
There's a couple of RPGs that I like to go back to in the Shin Megami Tensei series that I've been working on for like upwards to 10 years. I just slowly work on them. And
I envy you, man.
That hobby is very relaxing because it's just slow grind.
I do the same with Gurren's Ambition.
I want to get into
like a game of Gurren's Ambition takes me like a year. Because I only play like 3 turns a day, but it's still an active hobby versus a passive hobby. It's active leisure time versus passive leisure time. And the important thing is that you are able to engage your brain in doing something or building something that lets you feel like you're having some impact, or that you are able to have some impact on the world. Be an agent in the world and don't allow the world to happen to you. And also, if you happen to live on Jupiter, give me a call because I have some property up there that I actually need to sell like pretty soon. The convergence was not good. The giant storm is actually heading straight for some of my retail property.
You mean the predictable giant storm?
We all knew where it was going. I just didn't expect it to go there quite so quickly.
That's true. Yeah. You know what? Boys. Sometimes you just got to know and fold them, you know?
I totally agree, you know?
You just got to fold.
I don't know what that means, but I completely
agree. Yeah, no. Sometimes you don't have to know what it means.
Just
understand what it means.
Put your cards on the table and walk away.
Sometimes you just got to plug the fridge in and commit.
So open it.
Roy Rogers.
Don't close that fridge. You play that hand of cards. One of them's like a Candyland card.
Is the mop bucket?
One of them's an Uno card. You got like, you know,
where's the mop bucket spilled?
You gotta
ask yourself these questions, buddy.
Could be both.
Is the glass half full or is the glass sideways?
Yeah. Is the glass sideways?
All right, Master Shake.
You're a Master Shake. Tito, fucking get us out of here, bud.
All right. I can do that us.
Wait, stop. Wait, don't go just yet. I have one more announcement.
I guess I do
want to do a quick announcement and remind people that we have several bonus episodes available to, effectively everyone. If you take a look at our Spotify or Audio Boom, you'll find Premonition of Paint, which is a side podcast I do with Joel and Phil. Also, Joel and Tino just did a podcast about conventions. And also, if you join our Patreon, we have 3 different levels, Ensign, Captain, and Admiral. You will get some stuff mailed to you and also an invitation to join our Discord. And that's where Sunpla happens. And now that we've got all of this out of the way, I will hand it back over to actually anyone else before Tino.
You covered it.
That's patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast.
And you can listen to us at thecuttingmatpodcast.com. If you don't want to use any streaming devices, you can use that.
And also mechagenre.com. I have all the episodes right on there. You just click on the banner that is titled The Cutting Mat.
But we are available literally everywhere that streams podcasts.
Dude, like, even honestly, my left shoe streams us right now. Yeah. It's a high-tech shoe, man.
Bro, is it one of those, y'all remember the joints you had to pump up?
Oh, yeah. This one you got to plug
those in. Those exploded, I think.
Yeah, they did.
Wait, really?
Dear God. What? High enough pressure, man. You just heat up the shoes. Yeah.
Oh, fucking boy. 90s or Wild Wild West.
Chino, get us out of here.
Okay. Hi. Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to yet another episode.
What's up?
Hey.
Of the Cutting Mat Podcast.
Hello.
You said hello.
Hey.
That is that. You're right.
It'd be rude not to respond.
Wow, you threw me for a loop there.
Bamboozled.
I've been bamboozled. Take two. Do you
want
to do good?
People want.
Thank you once again for listening to the Cutting Mat Podcast. I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet. To my virtual left is Bailey.
Kamau_Zeta. I promise you I'll post some shit soon. Unless you don't want to see that kind of stuff. Well, anyway,
no, I want to see it.
We want to see all of it.
Can you send it to me also?
I don't know. I got to check. I don't know how much it costs.
Am I on the list?
Is it OnlyFans?
Is it?
30% off.
Oh, wow.
Right. Oh, shit.
Anyway, what? To my left is the one and only Brr Joel.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's me. I won.
Yes.
I'm the winner.
Come on down.
Yeah. True Gumpa. Everyone online. Holy Mountain Printing. Holy Mountain Printing. Holy Mountain Printing Toy Vault. Holy Mountain Toys. Shit. What else? Bayblade.com. Healthcare.org.
Is that you? That was you. I thought it was you. Yeah.
Yeah. I run that page. That's my shit posting page.
That's been down for a while, actually. I meant to talk to you about it.
That pretty much handles itself.
Does it?
And then to my fucking front words.
Yeah, that sounds about it.
It's Tino, right?
Yeah, it's Tino.
No, it's Brandon.
It's Tino. It's Brandon.
Brandon.
Hey.
Brandon and Tino together, you have to do it at the same time. Go.
Ha.
Mecha Shiva, Mecha Shiva, Mecha Shiva.
I'm, this is the last member of the Cutting Mat Podcast. This is Brandon. I do mechagenre.com. And Mecha Genre on Instagram. I build some stuff, mostly 1/144th mecha models. I'm working on some resin stuff right now, so check out my Instagram for that. And also, hobbies are good. If you need to de-stress, try an active hobby, and it will help you out.
Yes.
And it's fun as fuck, and just remember to enjoy that hobby.
Yeah, for yourself.
You're doing it. You're doing it for yourself.
You're doing it badly. Just keep on doing it badly. Don't care about, you know, how things turn out. Just make sure that you're proud of your own work and keep on improving out there.
And tell them go fuck themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And hashtag dicks out for cyberpunk.
Oh, yeah. Because you don't have any other choice. What?